ready?
All right, welcome back to the You Didn't Like a Podcast. Joining me now is someone who I like to refer to as an OG in real estate here in Savannah. Her name is Beth Vantosh, Vantosh Realty Group. Vantosh Realty Group, right?
Yes, in the last year, I have I aligned myself with Seabolt Real Estate, gotcha. But I'm the Vantosh Commercial Group at Seabolt Realty.
Very good. Well, welcome aboard. Thanks for hanging out. How are you?
Excuse me?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking a few minutes to chat with us. I wanted to talk to you. You and I cross paths here and there running around Savannah. Hey, how are you? And this is coming. And did you hear about this and all that stuff? But you are the person that I probably speak to the most about what is happening, what is yet to happen, and what has happened in the Starland District, which is probably our most popular outside of the historic district, the hottest part of town right now. Starland, true or false?
True.
It has come a long way in the last, what, 7 years, maybe? Five, six?
I would say 20. I've been working in the Starland area for 20 years. When I moved to Savannah from New York, I identified that as a neighborhood that I wanted to concentrate in.
So, way back then.
Way back then.
Wow. Wow. That's some foresight. And I know the guys, John and Michael, right. And they did Starland Cafe and they were kind of pioneers in the area. And then back in the day, Bakery came along.
Correct.
But what did you see back then that clearly they did, but not too many others did?
I saw the proximity to Ardsley Park. And at the time, you know, I actually used to live on Victory Drive, right at, between, Batty and Reynolds and, you know, moving here from, I moved to Savannah from Manhattan and was very spoiled at getting to walk out my doorstep to places to eat and drink and everything. And so it was really because I lived on Victory Drive, I think, that I wanted to concentrate in an area that would be walkable. And, you know, there was nothing when we moved here in 2004 that you could walk to other than Elizabeth's at the time, you know, which we would do.
Wow.
So, you know, so I saw the opportunity. There were some very cool buildings, you know, especially at One West Victory, which, you know, had the antique store and that old ice house that all the political signs were on, you know, that was just prime for development. And that was probably one of the first projects that I worked on with Jamestown Properties. Back in 2000, I think it was 2005 when they acquired it, but it wasn't until much later that they actually did anything.
So they acquired that in 05 and you
I
and I both know.
I think it was 05. Yeah, I'm not 100. I can't remember.
Well, it was clearly almost a decade until the Florence opened in 14. They sat on it for that long?
Yeah, it sounds about maybe a little bit less. Maybe it was a little bit later. You know, it all blurs together.
Of course.
But yes, it was way before the Florence opened.
Wow.
Because they were going through, you know, a process of different kinds of product that they wanted to put there. Originally, there was going to be a lot more retail there, which was very exciting. Unfortunately, at the time, the neighbors and the neighborhood associations were fighting it, you know, in hindsight, maybe. Right. They shouldn't have. And it would have happened a lot sooner and we would have had a lot more retail.
Yeah.
And, you know, as the story goes.
Yeah. What, and I'm sure, you know, 08, 09 had a lot to do with what that eventually became.
Correct.
So,
correct.
No, I get it. Real quick aside, what is going into that empty space right behind Late Air? The big old apartment building, I'm guessing?
Oh yeah, that's you mean the lot on Bull Street?
Yeah,
it's SCAD. Dorms.
Is it?
It is SCAD.
Dorms or?
Well, SCAD housing. I don't know if it's dorms. It might be an apartment type.
Wow.
You know.
Wow.
I don't know if you call them dorms anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah. Wow. That is amazing. Okay. So obviously you've had your eye on that neighborhood for a hot minute. But it's been in the last handful of years that it really, really caught fire. Is that a fair statement?
That's a fair statement, yes.
Why do you think that is? Because is it because the Landmark District down here has gotten pretty pricey?
I think so. I think that, I mean, I started seeing it really when Ben Carter, who, right. You know, that I have huge, unfortunately, he passed away, and I have huge respect for and his vision and what, you know, he saw in Savannah. He, you know, but when he started buying on Broughton Street, that started pushing local interest a little bit more south.
Right.
And, you know, it also helped the Liberty Street corridor. It made Bull Street, the Bull Street corridor, all the way from the historic Landmark District down to Starland, you know. And I think that's what really pushed the envelope, I guess, as you would say. And that's then, you know, and then we got Mood Rights and those guys and Lone Wolf on the other side. And, you know, it just started, you know, it just trickle down.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Are you surprised? I'm a little bit surprised. Well, I got to back up on that statement that I'm about to make. I thought Bull Street, the corridor that you're talking about from the park all the way to Victory Drive, would be farther along at this point than it is. But it has come along quite a bit once I think about it. There's a Crate Place and all the others. It's fairly healthy right now, yeah?
You know, it takes a long time in Savannah. You know, when I moved here from New York City, I thought, oh, it's going to be so easy. You know, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere.
Right.
You know, now I say if you can make it in Savannah, you can make it anywhere.
You know? I kind of get that.
Yeah. And, you know, we have, you know, this amazing, you know, city plan of, you know, that was a live, work, play back in the 1700s, you know, that's what Oglethorpe's vision was. But with that comes, you know, a lot of neighborhood angst, you know, and even though we want to see development, neighbors get very, which I understand, you know, get very worried about what that's going to do to their parking, what's going to do to their, you know, their livelihood, you know, how they live.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a pro and con to everything. And the pro is it makes neighborhoods safer. Developments makes neighborhoods safer. It does, I believe it will make neighborhoods cleaner. You know, we do have a problem south of the park. We don't have very good trash pickup or trash cans.
Right.
You know, we have all this hotel development talk going on. You know, there's a negative to that, obviously.
Yeah.
There's also, you know, an opportunity to maybe get some development partners that will help us get trash cans and sidewalks and crosswalks and all of that. You know, where that will go, I have no idea. You know, not so
I
much
hear
into
you.
That.
But it has come.
It's come a long way. I mean, I feel like, you know, Bull Street has come a long way. You know, you also have a lot of people, you know, it's real estate. And you have a lot of people who typically in Savannah had owned their real estate for generations, right?
Right.
So it gets, you know, complicated. They don't want to sell because then they don't know what to do with the tax implications and stuff like that, because their basis is so low, right? Mm-hmm. So things don't trade as quickly as they will in other cities. And so that also slows, you know, the development.
Right.
You know, we need to have responsible landowners and commercial owners that, you know, are willing to, you know, help develop the neighborhood. So that's, you know, that has a lot to do with it. But I think it's come a long way. COVID helped.
Yeah.
Brought a lot of people.
Yeah. I see them whenever I go down that way. You know, I park on the side streets going to Starling Yard or whatever. And you see the couples now walking their dog with a coffee and the yoga pants. And it's just, you know, a lot of people would turn their nose up. Oh, gentrification. And no, but if you want to compare it to what it used to be, this is a good thing. It is a very good thing. Are you excited? You have to be about what's happening along 37th Street with all of that now.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You know, it's great. It's great. And we have a lot of cool stuff happening down on Bull Street. You know, yeah. I'm part of the team at 2517 Bull, which used to be the CNS Upholstery building. Mm-hmm. We have two signed leases on the retail. Nice. And we have some letters of intent out for some other spaces, both office and retail there. The group that started Late Air, right. Has signed a lease to do a second concept nice. In that building.
Now we're talking about, are we talking about the same building, the one on the corner there that I had heard was going to be like a food court type of deal?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's not really like a food court situation. Right. One of the other leases that we signed is not food and beverage related. Gotcha. But you know, we hope I've got, you know, probably one more space that would be, I think would be a great, you know, venue type or, you know, other type, you know, of place for live music or bar. You know, it's the space that, would be kind of next to Say Hayes, which, I don't know. Say Hayes is cool. Yeah. Say Hayes has an opportunity to really, you know, embrace, mm-hmm. and they want to, the owners of Say Hey, they want to embrace the neighborhood and,
good.
And, there was actually an event there this summer that was so much fun, like four punk rock shows in the back there. Nice. It was great at nice. Say Hey. So I can see the space that we have there as some sort of venue or bar or, you know, with food.
Right.
Type there. We also I'm not sure if the lease has actually been signed, but it's supposed to be signed any minute next to Brochus and next right. to Garden Square.
Right.
Have you been
for more
to
food?
More food, yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Very good. No, I haven't made it. I was in Garden Square on opening day before they opened. I took some pictures and I told them, okay, I'm leaving town this weekend, but I'll be back to eat. And I might actually go Wednesday. I'm thinking about it. Okay. If not, I'll probably make it there this weekend. Have you been?
Yes. Yes. It's great. It's yeah. great. It's they have this lemon, I think it's passette dessert. It is so good.
Okay.
You know, and their kale salad is really good. They have a lot of small bites.
Right.
So if you're getting ready to go out, like right. if you have an event to go to or something like that, it's the perfect place to stop and meet a whole bunch of people. And they did an amazing job with the outdoor space. It's so relaxing and so cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, so very happy to have them in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
In the,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And in addition to Brochus, which of course I love and go quite often.
Of course. If you read my stuff, which I'm guessing you do, and I talk about Starland, I mention parking. Hey, allow yourself some time, do an Uber, whatever. Is there anything on the horizon that might alleviate that?
I think that the neighborhood had a meeting with the city, and I believe that they're going to start putting some metered parking spaces, which okay. will help,
yeah.
you know. And then the residents, I believe, will have their own, you know, like what they do in the historic district.
Right.
And have their own resident, you know, right. stickers or tags or whatever.
Right.
I think that will alleviate a lot of the parking problem because there's a lot of cars that are left overnight that shouldn't be
right,
you know, in the area. That's a problem to keep the flow going.
Yeah.
There are some spots that will be additional parking that will become, I don't know if it'll be available to the public, but will be available to some of the you know, the entities that are going to require parking. I mean, we've got about 100 units coming online on Bull Street of,
right.
you know, apartments.
Right. Next to the
so,
church.
But they have parking for them. Next to the church, correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Correct. No, that whole area is just so unbelievably red hot. I mean, when my daughter, she moved away college and now she's in California. She comes home or I send her pictures when I'm driving through and she's like, what is that? And I tell her she doesn't even recognize it anymore, but it's obviously for the better. I love what's happening down there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's great. It's really, it's been really fun, you know, yeah. And an adventure.
Yeah. Finally, 20 years later, I mean, yes, right. It's been moving along slowly, but now this is what's happening now is what you thought could have happened a long time ago. Yeah.
Right. Correct.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, before we let you go, obviously you mentioned Garden Square and you love brochures and we love our Kyle with Lucia Pasta Bar. All of these places in Starland are doing just fantastic food. It is now our locals downtown. Hey, I'm going downtown. Everybody's over there more so than they are north of Liberty Street.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
It's kind of happening down there. Very cool. Well, where else do you like to go eat when you have a spare evening?
Well, I'm probably downtown more during the day, right. You know, so like my daytime, you know, I have my little route, you know, I love Brighter Day sandwiches. Yeah. I go there a lot. I love Nom Nom, you know, for lunch, Bull Street Taco, obviously. They were definitely pioneers of the Bull Street corridor.
They were.
And I love 6B. I go to 6B a bunch, you know, for lunch, you know. I love getting a burger at Over Yonder, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm very excited about Garden Square because I am always looking, you know, when I am going to something downtown at night and trying to grab something earlier, it's a great, you know, so you're not too full. You know, I get it.
Yeah. No one wants a gut bomb when you're going to go sit, let's say, at a show
exactly.
or something.
Exactly, and sit there and listen to something.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. So what's the time frame on that corner unit where you're telling me that some stuff is going to go in there? Do you have one?
At 2517 Bowl?
Yeah.
I would say probably first quarter next year.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
I'm not, you know... We're waiting on windows.
Okay. It happens. Yeah. Darling Oyster Bar was waiting on furniture from Europe, I think, for a year and a half. So I get it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what we have windows in one of the, so that building is actually two structures, you know? And so one, the old house building that was revitalized, we got those windows. It's for the more industrial, space. And that building used to be a bakery.
Oh, no kidding.
So the people lived in the house and then the industrial building was their production.
Wow.
And I think that was probably built in the 50s or 60s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So phone ringing, you know, everybody will tell you on TV that everything is kind of getting sluggish with the economy. Phone still ringing, people looking for opportunity.
Yeah. Phone is still ringing. I mean, it's definitely a little bit slower than it was, but it's back to, I like to tell people it's back to normal. You know, we had a few years that were just off the chains, you know, and so we're back to normal.
Good.
You know,
good. How many of those inquiries that you take are specifically about Starland?
I mean, more than probably 70% probably.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me at all.
I wish I had bought some residential. You know,
yeah. Yeah.
When I foresaw the future, you know, it's gotten, it's a pretty popular place for the residential, you know, world
I get
as well.
I get it. Yeah. And there's, you know, the farther you go off of Bull, the more opportunity I would think there is to get something on the lower end and, you know, invest in a neighborhood and be part of what is obviously happening already.
I'm hoping that we can see the same thing on Bull Street on Montgomery Street. You know, I mean, Montgomery Street is primed for, you know, but I hope it doesn't take another 20 years.
No. I'm sure you've heard the same rumors I've heard about what our plan for over there. And I'm with you. If it happened the next 2 or 3 years, I think it will kind of spark it and go from there. So very good. Well, Beth, thank you for taking a few minutes. Real quick, tell us where anybody who's listening and is intrigued can find you.
They can find me at www.vantoshco.com or give me a call at 912-663-3392.
Very good. All right. Thanks for hanging out. Next sandwich at 6B is on me.
Okay. Thank you. Have a nice day and happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. I'll see you soon.